This week's episode of An Extra Glance is sponsored by me, Ed Burke, an experienced MC based in the Twin Cities who can make your next conference run smoothly and professionally. Learn more at edburke.net. Hi, my name is Ed Burke, and welcome to An Extra Glance, where I take a closer look at well-known stories from the news and from history. This week, taking a look at a story from 2.5 years ago, which reverberated in this week's news. On Monday, General Mike Flynn resigned as Donald Trump's national security advisor amid concerns over his contact with Russia prior to President Trump's inauguration. Trump later said that he had told Flynn to resign. In what would probably be a surprise in any other presidential administration, this is actually the second time that Flynn has been forced to resign from a key position in the government, having been forcibly retired from the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014. The Defense Intelligence Agency was created in 1961 and is part of the Department of Defense. One of the agency's first notable achievements was the analysis of U-2 flights over Cuba, showing that the Soviet Union was putting ballistic missiles there. It has provided intelligence support for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and for military operations in Somalia and Bosnia. The DIA dedicated staff to counterterrorism operations after the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in 1983 and created the Office for Counterterrorism Analysis in 1996. Counterterrorism would become a particular interest of General Flynn. Today, the agency employs more than 16,000 people, both military and civilian. The director of the agency is a 3-star general or admiral. President Barack Obama appointed General Flynn as the 18th director in April 2012. Flynn, who had become a military intelligence officer in 1981, had never led a large agency like the DIA. Flynn was appointed despite claims that he had previously inappropriately shared intelligence with Pakistan, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Flynn denied the claims about Pakistan, but said that he was proud to have shared intelligence with our British and Australian allies, saying, quote, "Accuse me of sharing intelligence in combat with our closest allies, please!" After Senate confirmation, Flynn took over duties in July and quickly began trying to reorganize the agency with more overseas analysts, publicly warning employees who didn't go along that he would, quote, "move them or fire them." His superiors at the Pentagon rejected the plan, but he attempted to implement it anyway. He also clashed with Michael Vickers, Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, who wanted to cut large intelligence centers supporting overseas military commands. There were widespread reports that Flynn had a combative management style and also that he tended to make unsubstantiated statements, which some employees called Flynn facts. In April 2014, Vickers and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper informed Flynn that it was time to submit his resignation. Flynn went along, announcing plans to retire in the summer, but later appealed to the Vice Chief of the Army to try to prolong his time in office. This enraged Clapper so much that he threatened to fire Flynn on the spot. Flynn left office on August 7th, before a replacement had been found. Despite the cloud under which he left, he received both the Defense Distinguished Service Medal and the NSA Director's Distinguished Service Medal for his leadership of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Flynn was succeeded by David Shedd, serving as acting director, only the second civilian to serve in that role. The new permanent director, General Vincent Stewart, took office in January 2015, becoming both the first black man and first Marine to serve in this role. Flynn insisted his firing was politically motivated. Agency officials insist that it was related to his management ability. Either way, Flynn, a registered Democrat, would soon become one of candidate Donald Trump's earliest and most vocal supporters. Trump may now be hoping that Flynn's reaction to his most recent forced resignation is more restrained than his reaction to the previous one. Information about Flynn's tenure at the Defense Intelligence Agency from Washington Post articles from April 30, 2014 and August 15, 2016. History of the agency and details of Flynn's medals from the agency's website, dia.mil. My website is edburke.net. Join me next week for An Extra Glance.